5 seconds of summer. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:10. Definitely not feeling like summer today. Partly sunny, temps in the 30s. Wind chill, they say, it's going to feel like it's in the 20s.
Nice. So, I love the cold.
I know you do. That's because you don't like really going outside unless it's freezing out.
Yeah.
I've got the three things you need to know today. December 29th, Tuesday. Tonight is the very last full moon of 2020.
Is it really?
The last full moon of the decade. It's our 13th full moon.
Wow.
So it is the last time you're going to get to see it. Get out there and see it. That is one thing you need to know. The second thing you need to know is that the House just passed a bill to increase those stimulus checks to $2,000.
Okay. So let's hope the Senate votes on that and gets that in our bank accounts.
Exactly. Doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Ugh.
Doesn't mean you're going to. We're going to wait for the Senate. And the last thing you need to know today, Rentschler Field today. For the food distribution, you're going to be able to hang out with Rene Dineno. iHeartMedia will be there from 10 to noon.
Awesome. There's still a lot of people in need, yeah.
Lots of people need food. Go on down there. Opens up at 8:30 from 10 to noon. We will be there, Rentschler Field, with food distribution. Those are the three things you need to know today. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. It's just about time for War of the Roses. Are you ready, Walmart Jeff?
Let's do it.
All right, War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is acting strange, maybe even cheating on you, you call us and we try to get answers. This morning we're going to Avon. I don't think we've been in Avon for a while.
It's been a while.
So we're in Avon. Aubrey's having a problem with her husband and we're going to find out what's going on. Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Boy, I hope we can help you out.
I hope so too, yeah.
All right, well, before we even get into it, I need to know why you think Sean could be possibly cheating on you and what is he doing?
So basically, he and I never exchanged gifts for Christmas.
Okay.
And this year I found this box, like a wrapped Christmas box, hidden in his part of the closet, and it was right before Christmas.
Okay.
And now I got nothing on Christmas morning, and the box is now missing from the closet. So.
All right. So do you have a birthday around the holidays at all?
I do not. My birthday's in May. So who is it for? Like, who got that gift?
Well,
you know?
Well, I mean, there's probably, maybe he had, a Secret Santa.
Okay, no, he wouldn't hide it. He wouldn't hide it. It was hidden, right, Aubrey? It was, hidden.
It was hidden, and it was, suspiciously jewelry size.
Okay.
You know, that little box kind of thing.
All right, here's the thing. We don't exchange either, me and my fiancé. And if I found if I found a little box wrapped in Christmas paper hidden in the house and I didn't get anything for Christmas, I'd be the same as you, Aubrey. What the hell? Who got it? What the hell's going on?
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I'm just freaking out a little bit.
All right. Well, hopefully it's nothing. Hopefully he was like, I hid it from you because I spent a lot of money on a gift for my mom. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to say. But what we'll do, Aubrey, is we're going to call up Sean. We're going to offer him roses, the florist, which is Walmart Jeff. We'll try to get a little information out of him. You're going to be listening in. Feel free if you want to confront him at any time. And if you don't feel comfortable confronting him, you don't have to. But if you want to, you'll be able to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. We're going to call Sean. I don't have a good feeling.
Big misunderstanding.
It is. I don't think so. I don't think so. Men aren't. They're not that thoughtful. No.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Sean there?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean. This is Nick from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
Good. Yeah.
Hey.
How's it going? What's going on?
It's going pretty good. Hey, I was just calling to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses in our online contest, courtesy of Flowers Express.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, it's a dozen roses. It's a pay-it-forward program we have here at the flower shop. Basically, I'm not going to send the flowers to you, but I will send them to someone free of charge on your behalf.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So is this something that you'd be interested in doing? It's free of charge.
Yeah, oh my God, absolutely,
perfect.
Of course.
Perfect, we can get the flowers out today. Along with the flowers, we can also send a card. If there's a message you'd like to write in the card, we could do that.
Okay, yeah.
What would you like me to write? Take your time.
You can write, I'm sorry I couldn't spend Christmas with you.
I know, it's such a tough holiday for a lot of people, huh? Not being able to spend the holidays with their loved ones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I got that in the card. Who should I address the card to?
You can send it to Emily.
Emily?
Sean, what the hell? Who is Emily? Sean?
Address that to Emily.
What?
All right, let me jump in. Listen, Sean, it's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. The florist is Walmart Jeff. You are on the radio on Kiss 95.7. It's called War of the Roses. That's your wife, Aubrey. Go
ahead,
Aubrey.
Yeah, and I'd love to know who Emily is, Sean. If you could tell me that right now, that would be great.
No, I'm... can you just...
Yeah, and that little...
Can
that
we get off this call
closet?
Right now, please?
Sorry?
I don't want to talk about the... Like, I'm not going to talk about this... With,
well,
can we get everyone else off the phone?
Lie to me about it for as long as you please. So I found that little box in your closet, and I know who that's for, and it clearly wasn't for me. So what's up, Sean?
I'm not going to talk about this on the radio. Can we please just, like, get off the phone? I don't want to be on the radio.
You weren't going to talk to me about it in person, so how else am I supposed to get you to talk to me about it? You weren't going to tell me that you were having an affair, were you?
With Emily. Who the hell is Emily?
Yeah. Who is Emily? We would love to know.
Did you get my text just now? Can you please get off this phone call? I'm not going to talk about this right now.
Who is it? Is this someone you work with? Is this, how did you meet her? Are you looking for chicks online, or, like, what's the deal?
I don't know what you expect me to say right now, because I'm not going to say anything right now because I just texted you. I'm not going to talk about this on the phone with a radio.
Okay, well, I'm not going to have a conversation with you unless you tell me right now where you met this person, and you can expect the locks to be changed.
Exactly. We're not going to have a conversation right now.
Okay.
Cool. So this is over.
All right.
Well, our marriage is over. Our family's ruined. Thanks a lot.
Nope. Don't listen. I'm going to put you on hold.
2020 strikes again.
Stop. Aubrey, I'm putting you guys on hold. You can talk off the air. Sean, you can hang up and you guys can talk later. But Aubrey, we offer couples counseling, marriage counseling, and we'll pick up the tab. So once you guys talk it through, if it's something you want to work out, I highly urge you to take advantage of that offer. We will pick up the tab and pay for it as long as you need it, okay? I'm going to put you guys on hold. Hold on. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:27, partly sunny temps in the 30s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk. But wait, we call him Walmart Jeff because when he applied for the job here quite some time ago, he worked at Walmart in East Windsor stocking shelves.
Yeah, in the pharmacy.
You keep saying that. I never saw you once in the pharmacy.
I worked in the pharmacy.
Okay, whatever.
I wore a shirt and tie for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Anyways, Courtney, I don't know if you'll remember this, but most people won't be doing this in 2021.
I'll tell you what I won't be doing.
What's that?
I'm not going to be shaking hands. I might not even be hugging. I feel like this has set me back a lot, this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to get back into that.
54% of people said that they would be happy if they never had to shake someone's hand ever again.
I know. Yeah. Should we be like that? I don't know. I'm just not going to touch people's hands.
And most people said they would only do it if it was required. Like if they were going for a job interview.
Like you had to.
Yeah, like if you absolutely had to do the old handshake.
I think we should just all go back to wearing fancy white gloves. Just no matter where you go, wear a fancy white glove.
See, I was always a big fan of the wave. People always thought it was weird that I would never really like shake hands, but I was just like, oh, gross.
I'm surprised you're not a fan of the fist pump instead. I can see you doing that. Just a whoop.
Some people will give me the fist pump and I'll look at him awkward. And then some people, like my father-in-law, he'll go for the elbow.
The elbow's fine.
He does
fine.
The elbow, and then it takes me a second to realize what he's doing.
He's doing the elbow.
I was like, is he doing the chicken wing? Is he doing the elbow? 20% of people said they would be happy to attend more virtual get-togethers than actually getting together in person in 2021.
Less stressful. I don't have to try and squeeze my big butt into any pants.
Yeah.
Because I could just top up. Perfect.
Yep. So let's do away with the handshake, the hug, and the double kiss on the cheek.
Yes, I love it.
Get away with all those.
All right. It is 6:29. Don't forget, War of the Roses coming up this morning out of Avon. Find out if there's a cheater. It's on the way at 7:15. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:40. It's time for your Hollywood Report. A celebrity rushed to the hospital on Christmas Eve. Jessie J revealing she was diagnosed with an inner ear disorder that can cause vertigo and hearing loss, telling her fans that she had to be rushed to the ear hospital on Christmas Eve after struggling to walk and losing her hearing.
Wow.
She says, I woke up and I felt like I was completely deaf. I couldn't walk in a straight line. She says, I miss singing right now. I got put on the right medicine. I feel better today. And then she posted a video of herself trying to sing.
Okay, cool.
So she is on the mend. You can see that post and video on her blog. Lori Loughlin was released from prison yesterday after serving 2 months in prison for her involvement in the college admission scandal. She says she'll be spending New Year's with her daughters.
Did you see her new neck tattoo? Looks really
good. She did not have a neck tattoo, but she did look good leaving prison.
She did, yeah.
Really good. And finally, Hilaria and Alec Baldwin are addressing claims that she fakes her Spanish heritage, allegations that are now going viral on social media after a journalist says she dug into Hilaria's past and found out that Hilaria has fabricated Spanish roots because she was born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. Hilaria responded by saying, I was born in Boston, but I grew up spending time with my family between Massachusetts and Spain. And then her husband, Alec Baldwin, came to her defense.
You got to consider the source. You have to consider the source. We live in a world now where we're hidden behind the anonymity of social media. People feel that they can say anything.
See, when he talks now, I just picture Saturday Night Live. Like
yeah, the
just,
Trump stuff.
He does. I just picture him as Trump. Anyway, he has a lot more to say. You know he does because it's Alec Baldwin. You can check that out right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:50. It is time to share good news. That's right. Spread the smile. That's what I say. If you've got good news, share it with us, 860-247-9570. Maybe it's just you got an Alexa for Christmas.
Nice.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is.
Or an air fryer, even better news. Call us, 860-247-9570. My good news, out of Minnesota, this guy went to Dairy Queen, ordered a meal, paid for it. He paid for the car behind him, and it went through 900 cars.
No way.
People were paying it forward for hours.
900 cars. That,
and you and I, we've done it before. I've done it down at Dunkin'.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear is getting caught up in one of those things.
And then, I did that once and I paid it forward. I went to Dunkin' right when lockdown happened. I loved it. And I paid for three cars behind me.
Nice.
But like the first two cars behind me, they only had a coffee. And for some reason, the pizza delivery guy behind me had like $40 worth of stuff.
Oh, that stinks.
Which is okay. I didn't mind. I paid it forward. But yeah, 900 cars. The store manager at this Dairy Queen says they've seen it before, but it fizzles out after 15 cars. They were blown away that in a time of need, people were being so given. 900 cars paying it forward. That is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart, Jeff?
Okay. Hey, Walmart, everyone else has been paid for. You want to pay for the guy behind you? No, I'm all set.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I'll just stop it there. My good news is good news for an Idaho man. I talk about this guy all the time. His name is David Rush. He broke another Guinness World Record.
Okay.
This time by throwing 52 nuts in the air and catching them in a can attached to his head.
Okay, nuts like nuts and bolts or like nuts like peanuts?
Like peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Like pistachios. Yeah, so he's basically standing up against a wall, metal can on his head, and he's just throwing nuts up in the air and catching them in a can. He has a bunch of, he's broken over 150 Guinness records.
Do you get paid for that, or is he just not working? He just has a lot of time.
Well, I mean, the fame you get from it, Courtney.
Catching nuts in your head?
Yes. I mean, this guy probably goes on tour. He probably gets a lot of ladies.
Okay, all right.
150 Guinness World Records. That's pretty crazy.
All right, if you've got good news, maybe you're working on a Guinness World Record. Call and tell us about it right now. 860-247-9570.